With me in the studio today is Ashley Bean Thornton. She's director of Act Locally Waco, and we're going to talk a little bit about the history of the program, right? Is that what you would call
it?
Sure. Program?
Sure.
Sure. And, well, Ashley, what can you tell me about what made you want to start something like this?
Well, I think I've always been a person who's interested in information, little bits of information, and how to put it together to make it useful. And I think in particular, Act Locally Waco, the idea behind it is to make it easy for people to get involved in Waco. Our community is a great place to live, and to keep it that way and to make it even better, people have to be involved. But that's not always easy to do. It's hard to find out the details about how to get involved and what's happening. And I personally, for several years, was kind of frustrated because I was always finding out about neat things to do the day after they had happened. And so I think that was part of the inspiration, was just to pull together information and make it easy for people to get involved. It's one kind of stream that led to it. And then another stream that led to it was the work that I had been involved in regard to building up Waco from the point of view of reducing our poverty level and making sure that people knew the ways they could get involved and do volunteer work and things like that to work on that side of things. But it's really become more of a site, a more holistic site. It's a website and a newsletter, an online newsletter that comes out every Friday. And it has really become more holistic in the sense of to build up Waco, we all need to do our part to make our town a great place to live, and we need to know what there is going on that's just fun to enjoy, because that's part of what makes a town a great place to live, too, is just all the fun things there are to do.
So it's not just like an events calendar.
No, it is. It is. So just to kind of back up and give you a visual of what Act Locally Waco is, it is, first of all, a website. ActLocallyWaco.org. And that's kind of the home base for everything. And one big part of it is an events calendar. So we have every month, we have all kinds of different events, ways to volunteer, fun things going on in town, music, cultural things. We try to focus on things that are either fundraisers for nonprofits or else very inexpensive that everyone could participate in, or just generally things that we feel like are building up Waco. And so there is that component to it. Along with that, there's also a newsletter that comes out every Friday, an online newsletter. It's called The Whole Enchilada, and it just has all the whole enchilada, everything that you can do to get informed and get involved in Waco from kind of a positive point of view. So that's part of the website, too, is being able to subscribe to and review that newsletter. There's also a page called Get Informed. Our little tagline is get informed, get involved, get a great community. And so there's a page called Get Informed, and that's a link for all the sort of nerds among us who want to see all the different reports and things that have been collected. The Upjohn report on economic development, the teen pregnancy report that Waco Foundation did. It's just kind of a collecting point for just a lot of information about Waco for people who want to get involved. Then there's a page called Get Help that is all kinds of resources that are available in town. Like, for example, if you need help signing up for SNAP benefits, or if you need information about how to get legal help, or if you need information about low-cost medical, how to find the family health center. Those kinds of resources are on the Get Help page. So it's kind of our motto is get informed, get involved, get a great community. So it's kind of a hub for information about how to do those things. But I think the thing that most people would associate it with is the newsletter and the events page, because those are the things where you can directly find out, what's going on this weekend, what's going on today, how can I get involved?
How long has this newsletter been around?
Well, I would say in its current form, it's probably been around since about 2013. It has actually been around in one form or another since 2008, but originally it was just kind of a small, sporadic round robin email that just went to a few people. But then in 2013, we really committed to sending it out every week, trying to make it much more comprehensive, putting it in a format that we could send it out to more people. Now we have, right now we have about 1,700 subscribers to the newsletter every Friday, and then a whole lot of people who follow it on Facebook. So it's growing, getting the word out. I think the people who subscribe to it feel like it's a really good tool because there's a lot of things all in one place that you can kind of scroll through quickly and see what you're interested in.
Right. And now the name, Act Locally, was that just a call to...
Call to action?
A call to action?
It is, in a way. If you're familiar with the phrase that was popular several years ago, think globally, act locally, That's where it was born, was that idea of think globally, but you need to act locally. Because I think some people can be kind of intimidated to think about, well, what can I do, one little person, to change the world and make the world a better place? That's kind of intimidating to think about. But all of us can do something to act locally, to get involved in our local community, to make Waco a better place to live and a great place to live. And so I think that hopefully makes people feel like I can do something, I can take action. And even, you know, I consider even when you go and take advantage of some of the fun things we have in town, that's part of building up Waco too. You know, when you go to a First Friday downtown and go visit all the shops that are open late, or go hear one of the concerts we have downtown for free, that is building up Waco too, because that is supporting the things that we have that make us a great place to live.
And now when you're putting this together, you know, each Thursday night, or is it you scouring the internet for all these things to pull from, or do you get a lot of like user submissions? Or
we have it's through the years it's kind of changed. I have a couple of interns who help, and when I'm teaching my interns, I tell them there's basically three jobs. The first job is scrounging, so just looking through the internet, Facebook, newspapers, different calendars around town, wherever they can, to find things that are going on. And then the second is blurbifying, making all those things into a little blurb that somebody could look at quickly. And then the third is actually putting it on the website. So when we first started, it was probably, you know, 90% scrounging. But now it's probably about half different organizations sending me the information to promote their events through email, and then kind of converting that into little blurbs that fit our format and sharing it. And we try to share it in a really friendly format, because one of the things that I hope people will do is if they see a blurb on Act Locally Waco of something that they're interested in, they can usually link to the flyer or something to print that out and put it up at your church or at your school or wherever you work, you know, so other people can come to things. Or if you want to cut something out of Act Locally Waco and put it in your church newsletter or share it with your friends, I hope people will do that. We specifically try to make it a format that's easy for people to share the information, because we have no other agenda but just sharing the information as far and wide as we can.
It seems like it's become a real, real popular thing in Waco, like
a
popular newsletter. Mm-hmm. I mean, 1,700 subscribers and many more likes on Facebook. So it's got to mean something.
I feel like it's kind of catching on. I mean, I would love for it to be 5,000 subscribers, but I feel like it is starting to catch on. I'm starting to go around town, and people will mention it to me instead of me mentioning it to them, and so that's fun. And you know, I'll meet somebody and be getting to know them, and I'll say, "Oh, and I help with the Act Locally Waco newsletter," and they'll say, "Oh my gosh, I love that! I look at that every Friday. That's how I plan my weekend and plan my week." And
so, you know, is that how you get the word out?
Well, you know, we don't have really a budget, so yeah, most of what we do is word of mouth and just people telling other people about it. And occasionally we'll have maybe the community booth at the Waco Downtown Farmers Market and get the word out that way. We also do, one way a lot of people have heard about it is we're also the ones who do the big orange frame. So we have this big orange picture frame that we go around to different events in Waco and take people's pictures to kind of, the idea of it is, look, these people are out getting involved in Waco and you can too. And then we post those pictures on our Facebook page and people look at them. And that's how a lot of people have found out about it, is just looking for their own picture on the Facebook page. But we've had a ton of fun with that. That has been a ton of fun.
And how'd you get that idea started?
Oh, I got that idea. I kind of stole that idea from Art on Elm a few years ago. They had for their little premiere party the night before Art on Elm, they had a guy taking pictures with a picture frame. And it just so happened the next day, the Habitat Waco Habitat for Humanity Restore was having a big sale, and they had these huge picture frames on sale for $5 each. And so I bought two of them, and the colors that we have on our website for Act Locally Waco are orange and turquoise, so I painted them orange and then just started taking them around and taking pictures, and it's just been a blast. It's been really a lot of fun. And last year, was it last year or year before last, at the Waco Visioning Expo, that might have been before you got here, but we had a big display of all the pictures that we had taken with the big orange frame, and it was just so beautiful because it was just all different kinds of people, every age, every race, every size, you know, just, it was just like a beautiful picture of who we are as Waco. And it was just from all the fun we had had going to different events around town, taking pictures with our big orange frame. So that was fun.
Perfect. Yeah, and so it's Memorial Day weekend. I'm assuming there's going to be lots of things for people to do. What's going on this weekend?
Well, probably, I think, looking at the calendar, the biggest thing that's probably going on is the Woodway Roadrunner Festival.
Roadrunner Festival,
yes,
okay.
That's going to be, it's out at the Woodway City Hall. It should be a ton of fun, all kinds of food, all kinds of live music, a street dance. They're going to have the folks from Animal Planet Rattlesnake Republic doing all kinds of scary things with snakes to keep everybody excited. So that is one big fun thing that you can do with the family. There's just all kinds of fun things. There's, if you're into gardening, the World Hunger Relief Farm is doing a bio-intensive gardening workshop.
Oh, interesting. What can someone expect to learn from there?
Well, it's this is all gardening terminology, and I am not a gardener, but I'll just kind of share some of the things it has. It's basically about, it's a sustainable way of growing all of your own food that utilizes the principles of the whole system farming method. So that's things like raised beds, composting, intensive planting, companion planting.
So if you have a green thumb, it'd be a good thing to
right.
check out.
Or if you're just interested in learning about it. Who knows? You might have a green thumb and not even know about it yet until you get out there and get them to show you how to do it. So that's $50 a person. And you get a book along with that and some hands-on instruction. And plus, it's just fun to spend a day out at the farm.
So okay, sounds great.
Something to look forward to.
Well, we'll have Ashley Bean Thornton back next week to talk more about local events going on and things you can check out.
Yes, and you can find all the details about these events and many more things and announcements of different things that are going on at actlocallywaco.org.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.